from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan of State. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Our numero dos starts right now. Rob and the great one Lonzo with you on a lovely upstate Wednesday morning. 3 days. And what is it now? 5 hours from now? 3 days and 5 hours from now. 3 days, 4 hours, 59 minutes from now. We will all be sitting down on various couches, lazy boys, and I assume at least a few of you folding chairs around the upstate as we get set for the first Power 5 conference football game of the season, when the Florida State Seminoles and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, the Ramblin' Wreck, will kick off at noon on Saturday to begin the 2024 college football season. Just yesterday, my dear friends, it was March. Just yesterday, we had wrapped up the NCAA tournament, and we had said there was nothing down the barrel, nothing coming down the turnpike, except college football, which is oh so far away in August. But here we are. Or we have made it collectively, all of us, arm in arm, hand in hand, have once again persevered through the long, cold winter that is the long, hot summer to make it to the football season, my friends. And we are glad to have you along with us here on the show. Should you wish to be a part of the radio program, now's a spectacular time to do it. The text line is open for you this AM. No phone calls, unfortunately, this glorious day, as I am still at home because my, the rig's being worked on right now. Hopefully, I will have it back by next week, or what is actually likely going to happen, and this is good news for me, great one. I did get the motorcycle running yesterday. It's been a minute since I've been up on two wheels, which is disappointing. I expect better of myself, but The soon-to-be father-in-law came over earlier this week, helped me get the motorcycle up and running. Had a little bonding time over the engine. We got that bad boy, changed some circuitry out, changed the air filter, changed the oil. The bike is running real good. So worst case scenario, unless there's rain in the forecast, I'll be back in studio for sure next Monday. Don't know how I'm getting there. Well, do know how I'm getting there. It's either going to be by car or motorcycle, but I will be there next week. And that's good news, great one. Because during the break there, per a little tantalizing tease from the terrific one, Lonzo, Robbie B went and he opened the door this little last break. He walked outside for just a moment and he allowed that cool, crisp fall air. 65 degrees it is outside of my home here in Taylor, South Carolina. Walked outside and just let Mother Nature embrace me with the AM hoodie weather. Even Gaia herself recognizes that it is football week in America, my friends. Even the weather gets it. I don't know about you. I'm kind of sick of waiting. I'm kind of done. I'm like that kid. You know how 3 days before Christmas, not Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve, it's easy. Christmas Eve, it's easy. You can go to bed way early, knock yourself out, try to let the excitement slip away into slumber. But that's the easy one. It's more like 3 days until Christmas Eve when mom and dad are reminding you every hour that Santa is making the last checks of the naughty and nice list. Santa up at the North Pole is watching a little extra close. Santa is keeping his eye on you because, hey, there's plenty of time to be naughty these last few days before Christmas. And you, of course, as a kid, you, of course, as a youngster, you know Santa's watching. You know Santa's keeping track. So what do? That last few days, you keep your good behavior at a maximum. You keep your screwing around to a minimum because that blood pressure is just pumping, pump, 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 pump. That heart rate is just spiking because you know you just got to make it 3 more days and Santa Claus is coming to town. That's how I feel, except Santa Claus is Brent Key and Mike Norvell. Let's go. Can't wait. All right, let's get into some stuff. We got a lot to get to over the next 3 hours of the radio program. Let's dive right in. As you now have 54 minutes before you get to the office, 54 minutes before you start your day at work, 54 minutes before you got to get clocked in, locked in, and begin ignoring the boss, because who the hell can work at a time like this when football is just days away? I don't know about you. Well, I can, but that's only because I get to talk about football for a living. The rest of you, maybe not so much. So you're going to get to the office. You're going to have those conversations where you're talking sports. And if you need to know what's going on in sports, and you do, because how else are you going to look like the office smart guy if you don't know what's going on? Well, then, my friends, that's why we, for you, do this. You know what? It's appropriate. I'll allow it. It's appropriate. And I'll allow it.
You got to play the classics, and you can't stop me because you're at home. You're way over there.
I mean, I can't stop because I can't stop you when I'm there, bud.
Yeah, but
you have all the buttons. I have no buttons or switches.
You could give me that look, and you could possibly trip me on my way out the door if you were here. So, I mean, there's that.
That is true, but I've never done that before because I don't need angry Lonzo. I've never seen full anger Lonzo, but I've seen like half anger Lonzo, and I don't want any bit of that. None of that. All right. I'm not trying to get flat backed in the hallway. I don't want none of that. All right.
Why do it in the hallway? There's a lot more room in here.
It's the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports. Let us dive in, my dear friends, with item number one. We mentioned it in the last break, but I don't know how I don't make it one of the top three stories because it is intriguing, it is interesting, and I know that at least a few of you are going to think it's a little bit gross. That, to me, makes it worth the conversation. Yesterday, the Oklahoma State Cowboy Football Program and Athletic Department announced that this season, their football players will wear a QR code on the back of their helmets. When scanned by fans, those QR codes will take them to the website of Pokes with a Purpose. Now, don't worry. Unlike other websites that involve the word poke, this website is safe for work. It is the website That's very fair. It's very fair. This is the official website of the Oklahoma State Athletic Department official name, image, and likeness branch. If you scan the QR code and are taken to that website, you will be met with the opportunity to donate money to the Oklahoma State Name, Image, and Likeness Collective. The QR codes will be 1.5-inch decals that feature each player's name and number. They are not expected to be visible from the stands, but they are expected to be noticeable on close shots during broadcast and in post-game photos posted to social media, that per a press release from the University Athletic Department. The codes will also be on each player's bag tag, the bags carried in during the walk, the pregame walk before home games at Boone Pickens Stadium, and taken with the players on away game travel days. The QR codes will also be posted on advertisements around Boone Pickens Stadium so that fans in the stadium will have the opportunity to log in, scan said codes, and to donate money to the collective. I like this idea, and I'll tell you why. I like this idea because not everybody's got the money to be a booster, yeah? Not everybody's got the money to be able to send annually to the booster club, at least in any way that they feel like directly benefits the school in a way that moves the needle or matters. This is different. This is different because not only does it allow you to participate in the heat of the moment, as Asia once said, but it also allows you to do so in a way that goes directly to the players themselves. It allows you to do so in a way that you know that money is going to go to the young men that are on the field playing the game that you have tuned in for that lovely Saturday afternoon or morning or night or whatever time the Cowpokes happen to be playing. It allows you to donate in a way that you can feel like you're involved and do so. And this is what I think the selling point is during a game. Again, the example I used in the last segment. I'm not spending $65 on a Blink 182 t-shirt, but I might, after I've knocked back a couple of cold Busch Lights at a concert and I'm feeling real good about myself on the way out, and I go, that was an incredible memory. I should like to enshrine it forever in the noggin. So I'm going to pick up this t-shirt that every time that I get ready in the morning and I pull it out of the closet and I put it on over my acid wash jeans and my Chuck Taylor sneakers, I'll think back to this concert. I'll think back to this evening with Tom and Travis and the boys. I think it's a good idea. We'll see how it plays out. Let's go ahead and jump to item number two. I don't know that this is necessarily a big time item, but I do think that it matters as far as Carolina Panthers fans go. And I do know that there are a lot of you within the listening audience. Panther quarterback Bryce Young, well, we don't know if he's going to play in the week 3 matchup against the Buffalo Bills on the road at Orchard Park when Carolina goes on a roadie to the upstate of the state of New York. Here's what we do know. What we do know is Dave Canales is talking about it. We do know that Dave Canales is thinking about it. We do know that Dave Canales has been working extra time with Bryce Young. Yesterday, BY was asked, are you going to be uncomfortable entering the regular season if you do not take any live snaps in the preseason? Bryce Young's answer, quote, I will be comfortable either way. I know that they are not just waking up and rolling the dice. There is a reason for everything, and they are very calculated in what they are doing. They have our best interest at heart. They have had success as a start throughout different places, so I will be comfortable whatever the call is. Dave Canales, when asked about it, he said, quote, We have to look at what does that starting group look like if we put everybody out there. Are there enough healthy guys to say, man, this is valuable for us to get reps? Once we start to get into the depth of different positions, it kind of forces our hands sometimes on guys we play, guys we can play, or do we need them to play? End quote. Thus far, none of Carolina's starters have played in preseason losses to the Patriots and the Jets. The Panthers held out 33 players against the Patriots and 38 against the Jets, prioritizing injury concerns over developing chemistry. That has been not uncommon across the NFL. There have been some quarterbacks who have played, guys like Patrick Mahomes, guys like Josh Allen. On the other hand, other players like Deshaun Watson, who has not made his debut for the Browns in 2024, have not taken the field yet. So while we can sit here and have and say, we'd like to see some BY snaps. We'd like to see QB1 get some reps. We'd like to see the young man in his rookie but not rookie year get some reps out there with the ones. The issue for Carolina, according to Dave Canales, is that due to injury concerns and availability, they haven't played the ones at any position. We haven't seen Deontay Johnson yet. We've seen very, very limited use from the RBs1, Sanders, and Hubbard. It's been just a couple of spot plays here and there. So Dave Canales is now saying, hey, look, it's not that we don't want to get him reps. It's that we want to get him reps that are healthy reps. We want to get them reps that are meaningful. Sending them out there with the twos and the threes may not actually do anything. And if we do send them out there behind a hodgepodge, makeshift offensive line full of backups and reservists, that might actually be worse than it is productive. We'll circle back around to that later in the show. Let's get to item number three very quickly. I told you yesterday about the importance of a three-game set that the Atlanta Braves have opened up against the Philadelphia Phillies that started last night at Truist Park. Not only did it start last night at Truist Park, it went pretty well for the Atlanta Braves. Reynaldo Lopez made his return for the Atlanta Braves after a forearm injury sent him to the IL for 2 weeks. He did have a quick rehab stint in Gwinnett. He made his return, got to the bump last night for the Atlanta Braves, and was a wizard, Airy. Five innings pitched, five hits surrendered. Here's the best number of all. K'd 10 through five innings surrendered, just a single run. Grant Holmes gave two innings of setup. Joe Jimenez gave one. Raisel Iglesias gave one. Combined through four innings, those pitchers surrendered zero hits, zero runs, zero walks, and K'd 3 in a relief effort that saw the Atlanta Braves knock off the Philadelphia Phillies 3-1 and take game one of a three-game set at the house against the Phillies. With the win, the Braves have now decreased Philadelphia's lead in the NL East to just 6 games, and with a Mets loss last night, have increased their lead for the third and final wild card spot to a full 2.5 games over the New York Mets. The Braves will get game number 2 against the Phillies underway this evening in Atlanta, Georgia at 7:20 p.m. That, my dear, dear friends, is your water cooler cheat sheet. When we come back here in just mere minutes from now, we have talked about the ACC on Monday. We talked about the Big Ten yesterday. Coming up next, we talk about the big dog, the Southeastern Conference. Georgia, Alabama, Lane Kiffin, and the Ole Miss Running Rebels leading the charge. Can Georgia stay the top dogs? Can the tide roll with a new head coach? Can Joey Freshwater's transfer portal class thrill? We will answer those questions and stack up the Southeastern Conference when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So Trey just asked a very interesting question on the live stream, which you can join at Facebook by searching The Fan Upstate or The Rob Brown Show, on YouTube by searching The Rob Brown Show or The Fan Upstate, and by searching and subscribing to The Rob Brown Show on Twitch. He said, we were talking about the Oklahoma State Cowboys and the fact that they will be wearing on their helmets this year a QR code that, if scanned by fans, will send you to a website where you can make a donation to the Pokes with a Purpose, which is the NIL collective of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Trey asked if NIL donations are tax deductible. I looked it up during the break, and according to the IRS, the answer is yes, if the NIL collective has been granted 501c3 status. I went and looked during the break because I was very curious at the Garnet Trust, which is the NIL collective for South Carolina, and Reign, REIGN, which is the NIL collective for the Clemson Tigers. Both of those organizations are 501c3 organizations, meaning, and again, I am not your accountant. Verify with said accountant if this is something that is important to you. But with the research that I did during the break, it appears to me, though I am not saying that this is factual because I am not an IRS agent, I am not an accountant, and I am not a smart person. But from what I looked up during the break, it does appear that with those two organizations holding 501c3 status, donations to the Garnet Trust and Clemson's Reign NIL Collective are indeed considered tax deductible donations. So make of that what you will. Do with that what you wish. Let us talk, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit about the Southeastern Conference. On Monday, Lonzo and I gave you our rundown of the Atlantic Coast Conference. I have selected Clemson to return to former glory and win the conference based on the fact that I think Florida State has just lost too much. A team that had its back against the wall a couple of times last year has lost QB1, RB1, wide receivers 1 and 2, tight end 1, DEs 1 and 2, and while Mike Norvell did put together a very impressive transfer portal class this offseason, That's a lot of numbers that you got to get back in order to once again reign over the ACC. So I have selected Clemson. Lonzo selected FSU for the repeat. Then yesterday, we talked about the Big Ten. Now, I am just now realizing that I don't think we ever actually handed out our Big Ten championship projections and prognostications, great one. So before we get into the SEC, let's make that good. Let's make that right. I would ask, I think I already know, I will give you the chance to stun the Armada should you wish to do so, great one. In 2024, the Big Ten championship and a first round playoff berth in the inaugural 12-team playoff will be won by
Ohio State University.
I thought that might be the answer. I respect the answer. I think that that is the answer that is going to be picked by most people. However, I'm going to go against the grain a little bit here. Not too much. I'm not really going against the grain. I'm going like 45 degrees with the grain, like mostly the same direction. Say,
are you? Because you talked about those experts on BetQL who all picked Oregon. So you're going to go with them?
No.
Okay. All right.
They bet Oregon. There's a difference.
Okay. All right.
They bet Oregon. There is a difference. I am going to pick the Oregon Ducks to win the conference. The Ducks picked up, I think, the guy that is the most valuable quarterback in the transfer portal. That is former Boomer Sooner QB Dylan Gabriel, who I think is going to be better than Bo Nix in the Dan Lanning offense. And they got a lot of returning talent. I'm going to go with the Ducks. Now, let us flip it over. Lonzo has FSU in the ACC. I have Clemson. Lonzo has Ohio State in the Big Ten. I have Oregon. Let's see how we match up when it comes to the Southeastern Conference. And we will begin here, and we'll make our picks officially towards the end of the next segment. But let's begin here, great one, by talking about a team that a lot of people are talking about that I'm not entirely sold on yet. And that is Joey Freshwater's Ole Miss Running Rebels. This team has a lot of talent coming in. And Joey Freshwater, a.k.a. Lane Kiffin, coming off of an 11-2 season last year for the Rebels, including a Peach Bowl win at the end of the season. Joey Freshwater decided to go the Mike Norvell route. That is to say, he has elected to replace what he lost via the transfer portal. No one knows that more than the South Carolina Gamecocks, who watched their wide receiver, Antoine Juice Wells, depart the program and head down to Oxford, Mississippi, where he will line it up alongside quarterback Jackson Dart. They also bring back wide receiver Trey Harris, a stud, tight end Caden Prescorn, a stud, all three amongst the top 10 players at their respective positions, according to the Pro Football Focus. The Rebels, as we mentioned, one of the biggest winners in the transfer portal. It wasn't just Juice Wells. They also grabbed standout interior defensive lineman Walter Nolan, amongst others. Listen, I have said a couple of times, while I think that, Lonzo, you can agree or disagree with this, I think the greatest quarterback name of my lifetime is Jackson with an X Dart. I think Jackson Dart has got to be the best quarterback name of all time. That is a movie character quarterback name.
It is so cool, and you got to wonder if his parents had in mind that he was going to be a quarterback when they named him that.
I don't believe necessarily that what you are named is going to translate to what you are to become down the line. I don't believe that there are any universal forces out there that respond to conscious decisions like naming your kid Jackson Dart. Unless you name your kid Jackson Dart, you have to be, you can't have Jackson Dart starting linebacker. I can't have a left guard named Jackson Dart. That's got to be the name of a quarterback. Joey B said, you mean not General Booty? No. General Booty is the name of a specific type of actor in a specific type of film. And I will leave that right there. All right. Jackson Dart's a quarterback, but
how do you know all that stuff?
I mean, that was a joke I made up. There is only one actor from that particular type of movie whose name I know, and I'm not going to admit it on the radio. It's just not going to happen, okay? Ole Miss brings in arguably the best, if not the best, no worse than the second or third best wide receiver core in the country. We mentioned Trey Harris. We mentioned Juice Wells. We haven't mentioned yet, Jordan Watkins, who tied for seventh amongst SEC receivers with 21 catches of 15 yards or longer last year. We mentioned the tight end. They also brought in Virginia Tech tight end Daquan Wright, who moves to Oxford. This team can run a five wide. They can run a two tight end set and not miss a beat no matter which direction it is that they decide to go. There is one question about this team. And unfortunately for Joey Freshwater, the one question I have about the Ole Miss Runnin' Rebels is the one position group in the Southeastern Conference that I do not think you can afford to have a question about, and that's the offensive line. Ole Miss's offensive line ranked 105th in overall grades according to Pro Football Focus last year. They did add four additions across the transfer portal. None of them graded higher than a 65 on the PFF scale last year. That's not great. If Ole Miss can run a fluid offense that can get left and right, they can do something special. But there's a lot of good D-lines in the SEC. I don't think Ole Miss comes into focus. We'll talk about the other teams at the top of the SEC when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the show. Text the show at 71307. 71307. Start your text with Fan, F-A-N, Fan, F-A-N. And we'll read them off the air. You may also shoot us a tweet this morning at the Rob Brown Show, at the Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo on Word. And you can get at all of us at the Fan Upstate, should you elect to go in that direction. Any way that you want to join the show, you are welcome to do so. So let's get to some stuff. We have talked to start a little bit about the Southeastern Conference. We have talked about the Ole Miss Runnin' Rebels. Listen, offensively, this team has a ton of skill position players, all right? I'm a little off on Jackson Dart, all right? I think the kid's good. I'm not ready to elevate him to the upper echelon of college football quarterbacks. I'm not ready to put him in that top tier just yet. However, their wide receiver core is excellent. Their running back core is excellent. And defensively, they've got some dogs this year because Lane Kiffin worked the portal very, very well. There is one primary question that I have, and it's the offensive line. It's just a pedestrian offensive line. And when you were relying on Jackson Dart in the offense to score a bunch of points to win, that's kind of a massive, massive problem. So let's talk about two of the other teams that are right now towards the top of most people's prognostications. Those, of course, are the Georgia Bulldogs and the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now, I have come to the conclusion when it comes to Alabama, because I do think that they might be, and this is a weird sentence to say, the wild card in this conference. There's really two groups of people right now when you talk about Alabama football in the year 2024. There's group A, which is the group that Lonzo is in. The group that says, yo, yes, Kalen DeBoer has won other places. But this is the Southeastern Conference. This is a different breed of cat. And Kalen DeBoer has got to prove himself in the SEC before we consider him proven. Is that, Lonzo, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the primary holding point for Alabama, or are there other concerns about this team for you?
That's the major concern, because was there an exodus? I think there was a little bit of an exodus after Saban left, right? I'm trying to recall.
There was I wouldn't say exodus. There were definitely an elevated number of transfers out of Alabama after Saban left. There was Rodale Williams, a running back, and a defensive back. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Went to Florida State. I think a couple of kids went to Georgia. So there were a handful. But
I think one of the guys went to Ohio State too, if I recall. So I
you are correct. A wide receiver, actually.
Yeah, because it's wide receiver. I for the most part, I agree with what you said. That is my stance. Nick Saban's gone. Arguably the best coach in the history of college football is gone, and some players left when he left, and we'll see how the new coach handles the SEC.
I am of the other school of thought.
Well, I cannot wait till we talk about who's going to play for the championship, because I'm wondering how much of in that school you are.
Let's get to it. I'm of the other school of thought. I look at Kalen DeBoer. I look at a guy that has, and I know that this sounds like a cliche, but I look at a guy who has, like it or not, won everywhere he has been as a head coach. He won at Fresno State. He won at Washington. He was a stellar offensive coordinator for about 20 some odd years when he got promoted almost every 3 years. Kalen DeBoer got a promotion to a larger school that culminated with his time as the offensive coordinator at Indiana. He went to the head coaching job at Fresno State. He won. He spent a year at the helm of the Washington Huskies in the Pac-12. Yes, the Pac-12, not the SEC, but also the Pac-12 in what was arguably last year the best that conference has been since, like, way back in the day. And what did he do? He went undefeated through that conference. He then knocked off an SEC school en route to a college football finalist position and the college football national championship runner-up position at the conclusion of last year. I am not in any way, shape, or form guaranteeing that Kalen DeBoer is going to come in and just get it off the rip. What I am saying is, even with the transfers out, the cupboard isn't exactly bare for Kalen DeBoer in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Yeah, they lost some talent. He also brought some talent with him. He had a handful of kids transfer down from Washington. So not only does Kalen DeBoer know that coaching is there, but Kalen DeBoer knows the coaching is there. And on top of that, he's got kids with him in the Alabama locker room now who know him, who know his system, know his process. These are kids that, if they are accepted by the previous Crimson Tiders, the ones that did indeed sign on to play for Nick Saban, if they are accepted by this locker room, he's got kids that can talk to the Alabama players and say, hey, yo, I know it's not Nick, but let me tell you why what Coach DeBoer is doing is going to work. And I don't think you can undersell how big of a deal that is for this squad. So with that being said, I like this squad a lot. They have got a quarterback who, if I recall correctly, has like the second shortest odds to win the Heisman Trophy. Now, I do want to throw the disclaimer out there. I am very careful with how I view and how I consider things like that with guys at places like Alabama. Because I do believe, just like I believe that there are bonus points for schools playing in a major conference. At this point, there are two of them, the SEC and the Big Ten. I also believe that there are bonus points handed to players who play at blue chip programs, who play at prestigious programs. I believe that guys who play at Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, etc., they get, at least in the preseason, they get a little extra consideration from those who put these preseason odds together because of where they are. A guy playing quarterback at Alabama just inherently has a better chance at being a 10-2, 11-1, 12-0 quarterback than a guy that says plays at, I don't know, Utah, like a Cam Rising, who is a wonderful long shot bet. A Miami, like Cam Ward, who is a 15-1 long shot bet. Not even long shot. He's like 9th or 10th in the odds. So when I stack all of those things together, I have said a couple of times, I will say a couple of times again, I really like Kalen DeBoer. And oh, by the way, Kirby Smart, the head coach at the University of Georgia, remember where Kalen DeBoer came from. Kalen DeBoer comes from the Nick Saban tree, just like Kirby Smart does. The philosophy that serves as the foundation of coaching for a guy like Kirby Smart, it is the same foundation that a guy like a Kalen DeBoer has. So while Kalen DeBoer does not have the pedigree that Kirby Smart has with his multiple years of success at the University of Georgia, he does know Kirby Smart. He does have an idea of who Kirby Smart is because they came from the same place under the same guy. All those things being said, great one. And we will talk more in depth later in the show about some of the other SEC teams out there. I think we got to talk about the University of Florida. They've got a coach on the hot seat. I think we've got to talk about Kentucky because the Wildcats have themselves a head coach that Wildcat fans believe is going to have that program turning a corner. We've got to talk about the University of Tennessee, who is the fourth highest ranked program in this conference, because I believe Josh Heupel is absolutely a dude at the HC spot. But to start the year, you have got Georgia on top, Bama in the back pocket, Ole Miss behind them. Those are the schools getting the most attention. And of those schools, I do not trust Carson Beck in the biggest games. I just don't. I think he's a good quarterback. I do not think he's a quarterback that can bail you out if things get squirrely. And I do use that word, squirrely, on purpose. Stick around for the next hour and find out why. But I trust Jalen Milroe. I look back at the Auburn game last year, a game where Bama's back was against the wall with a playoff berth on the line, and Jalen Milroe came through. I trust Kalen DeBoer as a head coach, a guy who literally just coached for a natty. My SEC championship game, great one. Georgia versus Alabama, going out on a thin, thin branch. Georgia and Alabama, and I am willing to throw it down right now. Alabama shocks everybody and wins the Southeastern Conference championship this year.
I'm going to go Georgia, Texas. And Texas wins the SEC.
You know what? I'm such a dummy because I was looking at the AP Top 25 and I went, oh, Texas, they're in the Big 12. Like an idiot. All right? I'm an idiot. And I've never claimed anything.
And don't count out Oklahoma either. So, I mean, you got Texas and Oklahoma both coming into the SEC and both ranked, if I recall. I think Oklahoma is also.
That is correct.
Yeah, I'm going with Texas here. Shake up the SEC.
Quinn Ewers and the Texas Longhorns is the pick of Zoe. I'll tell you what we'll do when we come back. Let's talk about Texas and Oklahoma in their first season in the Southeastern Conference as we continue our SE season preview in the next segment. 9 o'clock, Hayden Asmario joins us here on the show to break down the NFC and AFC North today. That's all coming up on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan of State. Before we get to any of that, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, light a candle, and allow Lonzo to pleasure your ear holes with this sports flash.
Yeah, don't light a candle. I have trouble with smells. The Atlanta Braves took the first of three games against Philadelphia last night, 3-1, on the back of a stellar performance from returning All-Star Ronaldo Lopez. Lopez worked five innings, striking out 10 and giving up just one run on five hits. Atlanta had seven hits, including Marcell Ozuna's 39th home run of the year. Atlanta closed the gap to six games behind Philly in the division. Game two is tonight. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert made his full return to practice yesterday, participating in 11-on-11 drills. Herbert completed multiple passes against a live defense, including a highlight pass to Josh Palmer over two defensive backs and a back shoulder pass to Brandon Rice. They still won't beat Kansas City. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports, all Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.